What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, however, wherever you're listening from. You are rocking with Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in. As always, Monday through Friday, join us for our daily devotional. We got some great things coming up in August, September, October. I can't wait to announce them soon. Also, this Friday and Sunday night, Sunday morning, Pastor Alan Hawes will be with us at our Engaging Heaven locations, West Haven and New London in Connecticut, USA. Let's jump in. I want to tell you to love your life. Man, that's a tough one. This is the time of year where people get crazy. I get it, right? Kids are out of school. It's summertime, right? We're eating more watermelon. Or I am. And the vacation comes up, right? We got to get away. We got to go do something. Oh, we need a vacation. People all the time. I see you just at any given day on Facebook, there's probably millions of people like, I just need a vacation. I just need to get away. Oh, if I just got away. If I just had a vacation. I'm telling you in a nutshell, you better find a life that you don't need a vacation from. I get it, right? I mean, come on. Look, there's like this euphoria we're addicted to, right? Like, oh, when I do this, it's going to be so much fun. And then you do this and it stinks, right? Come on. You want to know what's the most unmagical place on earth? Disney World. Go to Disney. You spend all this money, right? If you're going in the summer, you're done. I mean, you're just going to be a fried egg. You go to Florida, right? You go to Orlando, because I'm sorry, California friends, you're not Disney World. You go to Orlando, and then what? I never see more angry people in all my life. Dads are screaming at their kids. Moms are crying in the corner. Kids are upset. I'm like, what the heck? What just happened? Everybody's angry. This is the most unhappiest place I've ever been. Everyone's paying thousands of dollars. You gear this up like this is going to be your moment, and it's just hell. Congratulations, you needed that. And I see people all the time. And my question, look, of course, I think you should do fun things. Don't be weird, friends. It's like if I say one thing, you got to find the other. No, I don't. Look, if I tell you the sky's blue, I don't need you to build a website promoting the one cloud that I missed. Get out of here. I'm telling you, most people in life are trying to escape a life that they hate. I remember as a pastor early on, I would have couples, right? That I know their marriage is suffering. I know it is because I deal with these people. And they're always date night. Date night with my love. Oh my, we got a sitter, date night. And I'm thinking, you got the most jacked up relationship ever. Date night? Date night. So let me get this right. Your life is so messed up. You have no connection with your wife whatsoever. You don't make time for her at all. You don't connect with her in meaningful ways. And you want to get away from your life for what? To take part in an hour that isn't like your life anyway? That's bizarre. That's bizarre. Date night? Look, of course I'm not against. You better spend time with your spouse in meaningful ways. But let me tell you something. If your meaningful time is 1 or 2 hours a week, your life is messed up. Listen, don't kill the messenger. I didn't create your world. You did. And remember Monday's episode about not blaming everybody? At some point, you might need to hit the reset button on your values and on your priorities. Because I don't feel the need to run to a vacation or have a date night because I live the life I love. Do you understand what I'm saying? I connect with my wife in meaningful ways. I pay attention to my kids. I set priorities and boundaries. You have got to rearrange your life if you're that unhappy and you think a vacation is going to do anything for you. It's not going to do anything. If you're living a life that you can't stand, that you need a break from, you're living the wrong life. And I believe that God doesn't want that for you. John 10:10, he said, look, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. And truthfully, are you living an abundant life? Or are you wanting someone else's life? Then you better go find something else. All the time, people say, I want your life. There's people in our church, they say to one another, I wish I had your life. No, you don't. If you wanted somebody else's life, then you better find one in your own that you love. You better learn to love your life. And I'm not talking about inviting the enemy into a party. We'll talk about that in a moment. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about loving your life. In general, look, I'm not a guy that is going to constantly ask why, right? Look, God works all things together for the good. So when I don't understand something, I'm not going to sit there and just be like, why? Or I'm not going to sit there and deeply ask myself what I think. If you're constantly in your life asking yourself, how do I feel? You're never going to get the right answer. Because your flesh at any given day is upset about something and doesn't want anything. So I'm not talking about digging so deep to ask yourself, are you happy? Because the truth is, nobody seems to be happy. You're not going to get happiness outside the Lord. It's not going to exist, man. Look, there's areas in my life that my wife are not going to be able to help me with because what I need is from God, right? So I'm not talking about everybody over-examining your heart, seeing if you like your life and what you're going to do about it. That is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, are you, when you put your head and the pillow at night, are you living full of convictions or are you doing what you know you're at peace with, right? And I'm not talking about you're lazy and you don't want to ever work. And I mean, get a life. That's not what I'm talking about. Look, when I was running restaurants, right, I managed like 3 Tim Hortons at once. When I was running restaurants, I loved what I did, right? I talked to people. I have to be around people. It's just my personality. I couldn't be in a cubicle, right? I couldn't be in a desk. It's just, I would go nuts. I need people. I need to talk to people. So when I'm taking orders and I'm meeting Bill every morning, giving him his medium double-double, I liked it. You know, I ran a restaurant. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself. I'm talking to people, you know? I wanted to do what I like to do. Everybody's gifted a certain way. There's people, they want to sit at a desk and just, they love it. They vibe out, they zone out, they have fun, they put their head down and work. Then find the things you love to do, but don't be so consumed about making a living that you fail to make a life. Because you're not here to just make money, right? I know that's hard to understand. You're here to create a life, right? A life with God, a life with your family, loving the Lord, raising your kids. If your kids are gone, then making sure that the final 10, 20, 30 years of your life is going to be beautiful. We are so consumed with like problems that we don't enjoy life, right? And so if you're not seeing your spouse enough, then make a decision to make your values and change it. You know, if you have grace for it, right? I know people in the military or certain jobs, they don't get to see their family a whole lot. That's fine. God gives you grace. And that's not the overwhelming factor, right? It might be other things that you do when you're in town and you're out, you're back from sea. It's not though. Look, what is peace for me and what is right for me is going to be different for you, right? It's going to be different. There are people that need to put their kids to bed at a certain time every day, and they have a certain beat and a clock and a good for you, right? When you travel the world like I do, your kids will go to bed whenever they can on the road. You understand what I'm saying? It's different for everybody. But here's the problem. In life, this world system is telling you what normal is. Do you follow what I'm saying? So like, this is normal. This is normal. None of it's normal. You better learn to create a new normal. And that is you doing what you want to do in life. I am always pro-entrepreneur, pro-business, right? Pro-dreaming. Entrepreneurs get the benefit of having time and flexibility and doing what they love. Not everybody gets that opportunity, but make sure that whatever you're doing in life, you're living a life that you love, right? You're not constantly unhappy and just, that isn't what God wants for you, period. And some of you are just in seasons where you need to hunker down and get through whatever season you're in, and I'm all for it. But in general, this is the time of year that I see people all over the place try to run from a reality that they hate. And I believe that your reality can change, right? Right now, as we talk to you, it's mid-July. And the reality is, by the mid-August, end of August, early September, no matter where you are, no matter what state or country you're in, we start a new cycle of fall, right? And your kids might be back in school, or everybody might be busy again, and you're going through, and it's time to create a new normal. And I get it. Summer's kind of crazy, right? Everybody's gone and busy, and just in general, there's like a summertime mentality, and it's kind of crazy, but it is. But then the fall comes back, and when you're back from your vacation and you're back from whatever weird escape you're trying to make, what are you doing? And I encourage you to pray, seek the Lord's face, and make sure that the life that you're living is what God has for you. And whatever that looks like, you're at peace with. And you're not constantly asking why, looking over the fence, wanting your neighbor's life, and you're at full peace with your life. That's it for today. We love you. We got a powerful two-parter coming up the next 2 days. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.